Shumlin on Friday wrote to Fairpoint CEO Paul Sunu, urging the company to return to the bargaining table with the Communication Workers of America and International Brotherhood of Electrical Workers units that represent about 1,700 Fairpoint workers in northern New England. The workers have been on strike since October, and service quality problems that began to crop up during the summer have worsened in the months since then. They've included phone emergency 911 and internet outages. Fairpoint did not immediately respond to a request for comment. I'm Pat Bradley, WAMC News.